Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have a level one and two risk for severe storms on Thursday, so it's a WRAL weather alert day. We also have rain in the forecast today and tomorrow ahead of this strong system. I'll show you.
Plus, after years of reporting on the backlog of rape kits in our state, officials say all the kits have been tested.
Sentencing is underway right now for the parents of a Michigan teenager who killed four students at his high school. Welcome back. An 18-year-old man from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, is in federal custody, charged with supporting ISIS and planning a suicide attack on churches. According to the Department of Justice, Alexander Mercurio shared his plans on social media with other people he thought were ISIS sympathizers. Andrew Zodro shares the evidence found to support the charges.
According to court documents from the FBI, Alexander Mercurio admitted to first finding ISIS ideology while schools were canceled during the pandemic. And just to put that in context, Mercurio is 18 as of right now, so he was a young teen then. Those same documents tell a scary tale of a Coeur d'Alene teen who says he once grew up following white supremacy ideology, but converted to Islam, conflicting with his religious Christian parents. In private messages to a man he thought was another terrorist sympathizer, but was actually a federal agent, Mercurio feared he wasn't doing enough for the Islamic cause, saying, quote, "I don't have the desire to do anything except jihad, a craving for mayhem and terror." As recently as 3 weeks ago, lamenting that he was going to go through all of Ramadan without committing an act of violence, Mercurio allegedly devised a plan where he would walk to the nearest church, attack churchgoers with a baton, use a knife to kill them, burn the church to the ground, and do the same until no churches were left in Coeur d'Alene. He also had plans to either kill or kidnap his father before the attack, primarily to obtain access to his weapons. At around 12:45 on Saturday, the FBI raided Mercurio's home, finding a metal pipe, an ISIS flag, handcuffs, a folding saw, two canisters of butane fuel, a machete, and more, all in his bedroom.
Andrew Zodro reporting. If convicted, Mercurio faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in federal prison. He's currently in custody, awaiting his initial court appearance.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is not backing down on her threats to unseat House Speaker Mike Johnson. This morning, she sent a letter to her Republican colleagues trying to build support for ousting him. In the letter, Greene accused Johnson of failing to deliver on promises and breaking legislative procedural rules. This comes just one day after a town hall.
If I had it my way, we would have impeached him a long time ago. We would have been successful in our objection on January 6th, and he wouldn't even be president.
This right-wing Republican from Georgia also condemned her party, saying that if they win the House in November, it would only be because Trump is on the ballot, not because they earned it.
A 10-year-old boy shot near a neighborhood park in Florida last month is talking about his ordeal. Police just released video of the drive-by shooting with hopes that someone will come forward with information. The video shows Noah West dribbling a basketball while crossing the street, a car approached in his direction, and then someone started firing bullets. West says he thought he was going to die.
I thought I was dead, but I looked at myself and I'm like, I'm still alive. If I never got shot, I'd probably be at this park right now, but I can't be over. I don't want to be over here because it's too much stuff going on.
West spent 2 weeks in the hospital recovering from his wounds. Video shows a man on a scooter taking off in the other direction as shots rang out, and the scooter was found in the area. The victim's mother and police say the person on it was the intended target.
National champion.
UConn Huskies are the NCAA national champs for the second year in a row. They beat Purdue 75-60 in the title game. They're the first Division I men's college basketball team to win back-to-back championships since Florida did it in 2007. Connecticut was led by guard Tristan Newton with 20 points. National Player of the Year Zach Edey had 37 points and 10 rebounds for Purdue. The Huskies now have six national championships since 1999. It's been quite a 25-year run. They are now tied with UNC the third most NCAA championships. This year's women's college basketball championship game shattered viewership records. Preliminary data from Nielsen shows an average of 18.7 million people were watching that game on Sunday afternoon. That makes it the most watched basketball game since 2019 of any kind. That includes professional games as well as college. The only sporting events in the United States to draw a bigger TV audience since 2019 have been football, the World Cup, and the Olympics. Not bad viewership, especially on a Sunday afternoon. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. We have clouds building in, and thank goodness it's coming today, and it didn't mess up the eclipse viewing yesterday, right? So we'll take the clouds and rain coming today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with the timing of today's rain.
We're looking at some showers that are moving through the area right now, and we'll continue to see that on and off through the rest of the day. Then a chance tomorrow, but Thursday is when we'll see the main event. It's a WRL weather alert day for Thursday. We'll see afternoon and evening thunderstorms. Damaging wind would be the biggest threat, but there could be some heavy rain and isolated tornadoes, especially from the Triangle area southward in that level 2 risk area. Here's a look at the big picture. Again, we have this warm front. The warm front's going to come pushing across our area tomorrow morning just to bring us a few showers. We're not going to see all of this thunder that we're seeing right now with this. We are seeing a tornado watch that's in effect just south of Dallas between Dallas and Houston. We had that earlier this morning as well. So things are really starting to get cranked up again this afternoon, and that's going to be a really active area. We take a look closer to home, and we're seeing some scattered showers. It's a little bit more widespread back to the west, but the models are showing that as that band moves in, it's likely to sort of fall apart. So we're not likely to see a lot of real heavy rain. Sanford seeing some showers, Siler City, Pittsboro, and east of the Triangle area seeing a little bit of patchy light rain. Here's a look at Futurecast. And again, you're seeing that steady rain that's back to the west, but as it moves eastward, it just kind of falls apart. It moves into some drier air. Eventually, as we see more rounds of rain moving in, it's going to moisten up the layers of the atmosphere, and we may not see that happening quite as much, but we're looking at again some scattered showers around the evening commute up through 10 o'clock or so. A little bit of a break. That warm front lifts northward and brings the potential for a little bit of patchy rain in the morning and maybe another band there around lunchtime. And we could see a break in the precipitation on Wednesday afternoon, but then Thursday we'll start off in the morning with a few scattered showers. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes when we see those showers in the morning, it tends to settle the atmosphere just a little bit. We still have a good chance for this band of storms to come through around 3 to 5 o'clock, bringing that potential for some strong thunderstorms, and it continues into 7 and 8 o'clock as well. So it is a WRL weather alert day for Thursday, with the biggest threat being damaging winds. Our northern counties are in the level 1 risk, and from the Triangle area southward, that's the level 2 risk, where the greatest threats will be. We take a live look at Sanford. It is raining in Sanford right now, and you can see some wet conditions there. 63 degrees is our temperature. We do have a fairly strong wind out of the southwest at 13, and that's pushing the warm air in. But with the clouds and the rain, we're going to struggle to make it into the mid to upper 70s, which is what we saw yesterday. 59 in Roxboro, 63 in Durham, 66 Fayetteville, 61 in Southern Pine. So it's fairly cool out there, and we're running anywhere from around 5 to around 10 degrees cooler than we did yesterday. So that should put us somewhere around 70 in Raleigh, 69 in Durham, 72 in Fayetteville. Still a mild day, just not as warm as yesterday. 71 is our normal high, and we're looking at temperatures in the 70s through the rest of the week, and then over the weekend, Sunday into Monday, we could be back into the 80s. Tomorrow, just a chance of some scattered light rain, but Thursday, we'll see the thunderstorms coming through with a better chance of precipitation. And coming up, I'm going to show you how much rain we'll see Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday combined. After that, the weekend is looking nice, a little cooler Saturday, but 83 on Sunday.
Elizabeth, thanks. The EPA issued new rules to protect people living in areas near chemical manufacturers. What changes factories in our state will have to make? Coming up at 4.
Then at 5, the Prime Minister of Japan is scheduled to visit North Carolina later this week. Governor Roy Cooper tells WRL what he is looking forward to talking about during this visit. And still ahead this noon, TikTok is reportedly looking to bring more creativity to its users. How a new app could give Instagram a run for its money.
Plus, Target takes aim at Amazon and Walmart, the new service it hopes customers will prefer over its competitors.
Yes, you are seeing it right. That is Sanford at 12:24 in your afternoon, and there are some raindrops right there as you see some heavy clouds, dark skies. a little bit of rain. We're going to see some of that off and on as you watch WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Tesla has settled a lawsuit over a fatal crash involving its autopilot system. The 2018 accident killed an Apple engineer when his Tesla Model X crashed into a highway barrier in California. A federal investigation found Tesla's tech was at least partly to blame. The driver's family sued the automaker for wrongful death. That settlement comes as jury selection in the trial was set to begin. No terms of the agreement were disclosed.
TikTok is planning to release a new app that could be similar to Instagram. The company is notifying some users of its upcoming photo app called TikTok Notes. The app will share existing and new photo posts from TikTok to the Notes app if users opt into this feature. The company has yet to announce when TikTok Notes will be released. Target has launched its new membership program as it takes on Amazon Prime and Walmart Plus. Target Circle 360 costs $49 a year for now, but the price will increase to $99 when the promotional period ends May 18th. Members will be able to get same-day delivery for food, clothes, and most other products on orders of at least $35. They can also get same-day delivery from more than 100 Target's retail partners, including Ulta Beauty, Petco, and Sephora.
Nearly half of American homeowners and renters are struggling to afford housing. A new survey from Redfin reports 49.9% of Americans say they have at least some difficulty making their housing payments. Some even say they're working more hours, skipping vacations, and eating fewer meals. More than 17% have admitted to borrowing money from friends or family in order to make their payments. The report showed mortgage payments are getting close to an all-time high, with prices rising 5% from the previous year. Google Flights is revealing the top 10 places people in the U.S. are looking to travel this summer. The most searched destination is London. Paris is not too far behind because of the Summer Olympics. Other notable destinations on the list include Tokyo, Rome, New York City, Cancun, Orlando, Las Vegas, Seattle, and Athens.
Road work is making the ride to school for some students a lot longer. Bus routes for nearly a dozen Johnston County schools will be taking detours for months.
Plus, from student loan forgiveness to a possible delay in a criminal trial, both candidates for president are making their case to persuade voters. And here are your winning NC Education Lottery numbers on your screen.
Following some breaking news right now in the WRL Live Center, we have Sky 5 over the scene of an overturned box truck. This is the exit ramp to Six Forks Road on 440 East. You can see that box truck there overturned. We do have a lot of police and fire crews on scene. The exit ramp is completely shut down, so you will not be able to get off. That's exit 8, which takes you to Six Forks Road from 440 East. We are working to learn how many people were in that truck, if anybody was hurt. As I mentioned, a lot of police and fire on scene right now, working to get that truck back upright. As soon as we have more information, we will bring that to you from the Live Center.
Thanks, Michelle. Some students at schools in Johnston County have longer bus rides now that they are back from spring break. Major road work on the Buffalo Creek Bridge along Covered Bridge Road is forcing buses to take detours. WRL's Kelsey Coffey looks at the new routes that parents will need to get used to.
Today is the first day back in class for students in Johnston County, and it could take some of those bus riders up to 40 extra minutes to get to school. That's because of this road closure near Buffalo Creek Bridge. Crews started working on the project last week. This is a list of all the schools where bus routes will be impacted. It's affecting elementary, middle, and high schools across the northern part of the county. We spoke with crews who were working here yesterday. They say they've seen several drivers who were forced to turn around at the blockade. That's why the county is working to get the word out about this closure. Parents, heads up, this will impact students' commute to school until next school year. The road is not expected to reopen until October. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Johnston County.
One way to get around Raleigh is coming back. The R line is returning after being suspended during the pandemic. The route will make stops at several popular destinations, including the Convention Center, Red Hat, and Seaboard Station. It'll run every 15 minutes starting May 5th. It's a free service, and Go Raleigh is also adding some other routes. The service will now cover more than 80 miles of the city with high-frequency routes.
Wake County students and families have more resources for support outside of the classroom. The school system launched two programs this school year, Neighborhood Networks and the Student Engagement Team, or SET. Neighborhood Networks pairs social workers with students and their families to identify their needs and to be successful. That includes housing, food security, and clothes. The SET program focuses on mental health. In its pilot stages, dozens of students and their families are already enrolled in these programs.
Ultimately, we know that healthy children turn into healthy adults. And so it's so critical that we are looking at the bigger picture, and these programs for the first time are really enabling us to do it in a way that we just haven't before.
American Rescue Plan funds the programs. Wake County commissioners say the program has already helped address issues like absenteeism and student behavior.
Time's running out for former President Donald Trump to put off being the first former president to go on criminal trial. It's next week, and as the clock winds down, Trump now faces backlash from members of his own party on his newly released stance on abortion. This while President Joe Biden is touting his plan to erase student loan debt for millions of Americans. NBC's Drew Petrimal reports.
Abortion. It's an issue that Democrats plan to make central to their campaign against Republicans and Donald Trump. And now there's open conflict in the Republican Party over its path forward on the issue. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump ally, vowing to continue pushing for a national 15-week abortion ban. This after Trump posted a video announcing he believes the issue should be left to states.
Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people.
Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence calling it a slap in the face to anti-abortion voters. The pro-life group, Susan B. Anthony, saying it is deeply disappointed. Democrats promising to target Trump over his record on abortion.
It's okay.
Including appointing the Supreme Court justices who overturned Roe v. Wade. Meanwhile, President Biden on the campaign trail in Wisconsin, announcing new measures to cancel student loans for some Americans.
This relief can be life-changing. Life-changing. Folks, I will never stop to deliver student debt relief on hardworking Americans.
The plan cancels or reduces debt for 30 million people, but like other attempts by the Biden administration to cancel student debt, it will likely face legal challenges. Both candidates aiming to find the right message for their voters as the campaign builds. Drew Petrimo, NBC News, Washington.
And Congress is back in session today with the House potentially taking up a long-awaited foreign aid package that includes funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, UNC is deciding whether they're going to build a new dome for their men's and women's basketball teams. And the Dean Smith Center has been home for nearly 40 years, but now they're weighing whether they're going to build a new stadium. They also said the Smith Center is all renovating. The Smith Center is also under consideration. They say they plan to spend $150,000 on a consultant to study university-owned sites for a potential new arena. The site would house competition courts, practice gyms, team locker rooms, offices, meeting spaces, and lounges. UNC is expected to have a firm in place by this month.
The Dove brand celebrates a milestone for its Real Beauty campaign by taking a stand again with AI. Why it's recommitting to always using real people in its ads.
Plus, doctors are seeing an uptick in pink eye cases, why it spreads so easily, and how to best treat it. The WRL News app brings you the best of WRL's reporting and technology resources everywhere you need it to be. Download it today to stay in the know on all your favorite devices. The EPA issued new rules to protect people living in areas near chemical manufacturers. More than 100,000 Americans live within 6 miles of factories that release toxic chemicals, increasing the risk of getting cancer. One new rule cuts the amount of hazardous pollutants factories are allowed to release. The rule also requires real-time air monitoring at the perimeter of the company properties. Pink eye is extremely common in kids, especially around this time of year. The medical term is conjunctivitis. It's often caused by a virus. Like colds and flu, pink eye is contagious. It's classified by teary eyes, itchiness, and sometimes pain and discharge. So those will resolve on their own without intervention. Sometimes it can be treated with an antibiotic drop.
The 2024 Himalayan mountaineering season gets underway soon, and for the first time, all Mount Everest climbers will get GPS tracking chips to aid in search and rescue missions. Overcrowding and trash have been two of the biggest problems plaguing Everest in recent years. On Sunday, a team will leave on a mission to remove trash and also retrieve bodies off the world's highest summit. The Army says they plan to bring down 5 dead bodies off the mountain. Google searches about hurt eyes spiked after people experienced the solar eclipse yesterday. Some people also complained of headaches and feeling just a little off-centered. The searches about eye discomfort suggest some people maybe didn't wear proper eye protection during this. Experts say those hurting eyes aren't the best indicator of a severe problem. Injuries from solar retinopathy, when light injures the retina, occurs without immediate pain. And eye doctors say there's no treatment for solar retinopathy, but some patients' eyes will recover over time. The experts also say cases of long-term eye damage have been reported following past eclipses, but they are rare.
It's been 20 years since Dove launched the Keep Beauty Real campaign. Now they're taking the initiative further.
What are they going to do to themselves when they try to attain a level of perfection that doesn't even exist?
Straight ahead, the new level of commitment Dove is making to promote healthy body images.
Also, an encounter with this beast could certainly prove to be unhealthy. What wildlife experts say may have caused this gator to break into a Florida home.
Dove is marking 20 years of the Real Beauty platform with a new pledge. The Unilever brand vows not to use artificial intelligence to portray real people. Kaylee Hartung reports the announcement comes as more companies experiment with AI in their commercials.
As part of their Keep Beauty Real campaign, personal care brand Dove has released this 2-minute video. It features images of AI-generated women that pop up online when you search terms like perfect skin and the most beautiful woman in the world. They then compare those to images generated under Dove's beauty standards, as well as the faces of real women. It's part of the company's pledge to never use AI to create or distort images of women, a pledge they hope other companies will also consider signing on to. A global beauty study by Dove found that 9 out of 10 women and girls say they've been exposed to harmful beauty content online, and 1 in 3 say they feel pressure to alter their appearance because of what they see online, even when they know it's fake. AI-generated images in the beauty space is a growing concern, especially for parents.
I'm disgusted, horrified.
Naveen Radwan says she believes altered images of women on social media contributed to her teenage daughter's anorexia.
What are they going to do to themselves when they try to attain a level of perfection that doesn't even exist?
Earlier this year, more than 12,000 parents signed an online petition urging TikTok to more clearly label AI-generated influencers over concerns that showing things like flawless skin and perfect bodies creates extreme and utterly unattainable beauty standards for children.
It might say, hey, this isn't a real picture. This person actually didn't look like this. But subconsciously, your brain's saying, yep. That's what I'm supposed to look like. They're very bad for our well-being and our mental health.
Clothing brand Levi Strauss reversed course after facing major backlash over an announcement it planned to experiment with AI-generated body-inclusive avatars like this image on their app and website. Nike promoted its use of advanced AI to create this video featuring Serena Williams playing a tennis match against her 16-year-old self.
The game was the result of more than 130,000 games generated using vid-to-player technique.
Coca-Cola-owned sports drink Body Armor poked fun at AI content in a recent Super Bowl ad.
Artificial flavor, optimized for victory times.
Artificial? Nah.
Major fashion brands like Revolve are using AI-generated models on some billboards. Ad agencies say this trend is growing, mostly because it saves brands big bucks. But some wonder at what cost.
That was Kaylee Hartung reporting. The campaign will also be supported by an inspiring cast of empowering women across generations. Executive producer Marsai Martin, Reba McEntire, and TV host, actress, and entrepreneur Drew Barrymore are among those who will lend their voices to celebrate real beauty.
Right on cue, rain has started in our area. You can see it, Fenton and Kerry. Right? It might be a good, we might have to go to the movie theater here.
It is not going to be fun to be outside. Yeah, I see rain. People moving pretty quickly who maybe don't have their umbrella. Yeah. She's got an umbrella.
You warned them this morning.
Yeah,
your umbrella.
It is coming down here at Fenton. Gray skies. We're looking at patchy rain. And, of course, we look ahead to Thursday, and that's when we have our weather alert day. We're just going to see showers today and tomorrow. But by Thursday, it's thunderstorms, which could produce damaging wind, isolated tornadoes, heavy rain. Expect that in the afternoon and evening for the entire viewing area. But our central and southern counties will have the best chance of seeing any storms that could produce some tornadoes. So Thursday is a WRL weather alert day. We have that level one and two risk for some isolated tornadoes. It's also going to be very windy even outside of the thunderstorms. We can see gusts up to 40 miles per hour, and we could see that again on Friday too, even after this whole system moves on by. Let's take a look at the big picture. Of course, we have taken several looks at this, but we have some severe storms that are happening here in Texas. We have some thunderstorms along this warm front across the deep south, but closer to us, it is all just rain, but it will be with us on and off for the rest of the afternoon with some of the day tomorrow and, of course, into Thursday as well. So we're looking at a pretty steady band of rain back to the west that's starting to ease into our viewing area. Some scattered light rain from Wilson through Elm City, Rocky Mount, and Red Oak, but we head back to the south and pretty steady there from Southern Pines to Carthage to Sanford on up through Chatham County into parts of Durham and Orange counties as well. So here's a look again. Our WRL weather alert day is going to be for the entire viewing area, level one risk in the north, and from the triangle area southward, that's where the level two risk is. This is for Thursday. We'll continue to walk through and take a look through the afternoon. More scattered showers. It's mainly going to be on the light side, but there are going to be some pockets where it's a little heavier. Tomorrow morning, with a warm front passing by, it'll bring us a few showers, which could last until around lunchtime, and then we might get a break in the rain during the afternoon. Keep that in mind if you needed to get outside. Tomorrow afternoon might be your best bet. Thursday morning, we're looking at some scattered showers, and then the thunderstorms come through, and those thunderstorms will likely bring us that potential for some severe storms mid to late afternoon. Again, some heavy rain. You can see that cold front swinging through. It's likely to stick around with some rain wrapping back around it for Friday morning, maybe as late as lunchtime. And of course, wrapping around that is going to be some wind as well. So we continue to see the winds into the day Friday, even though we'll see the rain tapering off. 50% today, 30 tomorrow, 90 Thursday, and still a 20% chance on Friday for some of that lingering wraparound moisture. And this is the latest look at how much rainfall it could be. Half an inch to an inch. Looking at how much we're starting to see around the area already today, I think we may see those numbers creeping up a little bit. So I would say at least an inch and a half in some places. Again, Thursday is that WRL weather alert day. It's going to be windy on Friday. But then after that, we settle into a nice looking weekend. 73 on Saturday, 83 on Sunday.
The 80s. Yikes. Elizabeth, thanks. Have you ever had an unwanted house guest?
My goodness, I have an alligator in my house. And at the same time, I'm thinking, I have an alligator in my house. How am I going to get rid of the guy?
Look at that guy. Why experts say this 8-foot alligator may have just wandered into this home.
And here's a look at your winning Powerball numbers.
We wrap things up with a look at a few of the headlines we're following for you today.
North Carolina has eliminated its backlog of untested rape kits. For decades, they didn't have enough scientists to process all the rape kits, leaving more than 16,000 kits on the shelves. Since 2019, the lab worked to bring that number down, reaching completion today. The project has led to more than 100 arrests in cold cases.
We're learning more about an emergency landing at RDU Airport over the weekend. The pilot suffered a medical emergency mid-flight, and a passenger helped to land that small private plane. Police have not identified either person. We searched the aircraft registration and found Joseph Izzat listed as contact. Izzat is a professor at Duke who passed away this weekend. His death has been reported by the university, and the school lowered its flags on campus today in his honor.
Raleigh police officers want a pay increase. Hundreds of officers signed a petition saying as much. Dozens are planning to speak out about it at tonight's city council meeting. They want a 15% raise, which would put the base salary at around $58,000. Right now, the department has 100 vacancies. The meeting is tonight at 7.
It is a car. It's a jet ski. It's the newest water attraction in Texas. These exotic jet cars are now available on South Padre Island in Texas. The company that produced one water attraction imported the two-seat cars with steering wheels, came in from Dubai. Mechanics in Texas then installed an engine from a jet ski to make it go. The process takes about a month, and renters have to be 21 years and older and have a boater's certificate if you are under the age of 30. Coca-Cola new cans will feature some popular superheroes. The collaboration with Disney features more than 30 superheroes and villains on the cans and bottles. Some of the characters fans will see will be including Black Panther, Wolverine, and Loki. Now, customers can scan a QR code to bring characters to life and enter those contests for a chance to win Disney prizes.
April is the start of alligator mating season, and homeowners are on the lookout for chance encounters. That's because males are known to wander from familiar turf in search of a mate. Exhibit A, a nearly 8-foot gator forced its way into a home in Southwest Florida, catching the homeowner off guard, as you might imagine.
I thought somebody who didn't live here was trying to come in thinking that they were probably in the wrong house, because that happens frequently. So by the time I got up, went near the front door, the gator was already inside.
No one was hurt. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission captured the reptile and took it to an alligator farm where it will live out the rest of its days.
Britain will soon have new banknotes featuring the portrait of King Charles III. The money enters circulation June 5th. They'll be circulated alongside existing notes that feature late Queen Elizabeth, his mom. Bank of England said the new banknotes will only be printed to replace those that are worn and to meet any overall increase in demand for the banknotes.
Breaking news. Moments ago, a judge sentenced the first parents convicted in a mass school shooting to at least 10 years in prison in Michigan. We'll have more on James and Jennifer Crumley at 4.
Keep watching WRAL News over the Air Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.